Around 7 p.m. on Monday, Takai Allen says that he was sitting outside of Kenwood High School waiting to be picked up after football practice. While he was waiting with his friends, he says that he ate a bag of Doritos, crumpled up the bag, and put it in his pocket. What happened next caught him completely off guard.
20 minutes later, it was like 8 cop cars that came pulling up to us. And I was like, at first I didn't know where they was going until they started walking towards me with guns, talking about, get on the ground. And I was like, what? They made me get on my knees and then put my hands behind my back and cuffed me. And then they searched me and then they figured out I didn't have nothing.
When he asked why they did it,
they said that AI detector or something detected that I had a gun, but I was just holding a Doritos bag like this. It was 2 hands in and 1 hand out and 1 finger out, and they was like, they said it looked like a gun.
Last year, Baltimore County High School started using a gun detection system that uses artificial intelligence to help detect potential weapons by tapping into existing school cameras. The system can identify a possible weapon and then send an alert to the school safety team and law enforcement. Officials sent us a letter that the principal sent to parents that says in part, quote, at approximately 7 p.m., school administration received an alert that an individual on school grounds may have been in possession of a weapon. The Department of School Safety and Security quickly reviewed and canceled the initial alert after confirming there was no weapon. The company behind that technology is called OmniAlert. I did reach out to them for an interview, and they told me that they do not comment on internal school procedures. I followed up by asking them why the technology mistook that bag of chips as a weapon, and I've not yet heard back. The school system says that it is offering counseling to the students involved.